Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, tune in. Everybody, get involved. Everybody, this is an event. You're listening to something, too, that, well, personally, I got to say, we all need to get behind. This is a real movement. This is, I can't find you, but we found ourselves.
Hi, Rick, right. How you doing? This is comedian Organic OK.
And I'm Talk Dude. This is my show. This is something. This is all about, well, a very real and common occurrence. The handicapped affliction, isn't it? That's what we're doing. That's what we're going on about. Let's do something. Let's talk about it. Please, get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, Organic, what should we toss the ball about in particular tonight?
Teammates. And people involved with this process that moves along as a creative entity where we must, let's reflect in the actual space of creating better opportunity and better closure for those that wanted to have something creatively come their way. Now this is the time. I know you have spent so much time being distracted from people telling you that you can't accomplish what you think you can accomplish by giving you all these other things. Because I feel like because you're pushing things so far within their ability, they feel like, well, no, I don't want to involve with that guy. It just seems like it's too much work for me to do. If he's not be able to accomplish it, why would I be able to accomplish it? He's investing all that time and energy. You don't realize as a harvest needs to be maintained, you need someone to actually experience the harvest. It's different parts of that. Right?
Right.
Now talk to them. You know, tell them what's going on with you, man. And listen to see how this is inspiring you. Now talk to them.
Tell yourself how you're handicapping yourself. Now, it's a well-known fact that if you don't use it, you lose it. It starts to recede, you know, step by step, bit by bit, like a hairline. Before you know it, it's all gone, and you're like, whoa, what happened to me? How did I get bald? You got to use it. You got to use that muscle or it atrophies. Now, there are so many – I come across so many handicapped people who are trying to fight every single day, trying not to get more handicapped. Because instead, once it gets a hold of you, it bites down, and then it's literally – kind of, sort of, what's the words I'm looking for? It starts to take over.
Are you sure you're handicapped? Because you get to the point where you're using so much luxury that you're not really truly expressing the freedom that you have. Are you truly thinking about the freedom you have? Because you think about the freedom you really have, you're not so connected with the disconnect that others don't have within your ability. Because it's showing that's the freedom. That's the part I'm saying. The freedom you're having is carrying the happiness and desire to another place. You're preparing things that people wouldn't even think that you prepared. And you must enjoy it because people are spending so much time on not connecting you to what you truly deserve. So why would you waste your time to let them even know that you understand you're so compassionate? Take that time and give it to the people that truly enjoy it, truly want that information, truly want
all
to
right.
connect with you.
If you're handicapped, you're going to be handicapped. One of the things you got to do in general is you got to find a way to strengthen all your other senses. It's why some people will actually wear an eye patch and just trying to correct a lazy eye. You gotta just force yourself. Let every single one of your attributes strengthen, overcome, power.
You believe that's the only option, sir?
That's one option. But actually, I think it's the best way to go about it. You got to just make yourself not handicapped.
What about the person that couldn't see and hearing one eye working is inspiring them just to see that? Think about that. You're so – it's almost like you're a disability person. There's almost a conflict with just the disability unit. Like, you should be almost segregated with disability because you're just showing no real life of people just need a breath of fresh air. They don't need to be suffocated with oxygen that's in their lungs. It kills them.
You're not accusing me of anything, are you? Or is this just playful banter? Now, listen, I think what all handicapped people basically need to do is...
They're not all the same. That's the
thing. No, they're not all the same. No, no, but everybody sort of needs to overcome themselves. Often in life, that's the biggest obstacle. I'm not saying there's not a bunch of others. Sometimes they can all get together.
Why
they can all overwhelm you.
So much of your freedom by cross-contaminating things that people, when they get the opportunity to speak on your behalf or speak regards to you, they're not even giving you the opportunity. That's a luxury that you have by freeing yourself. You don't realize that. You're in a place of muscles of exercising these things that are pulling you towards your desires that you truly mean to share. But now you're spending so much time distracting your abilities. Come on now. When you're having a good time, do you want people to come to your party and talk about things that you're never going to do? Who do that?
The sad thing is a lot of people do. I mean, it's easy to kind of get stuck in this certain case where you're just
pessimistic.
I'm a realist. It is happening, and it is a common habit to keep thinking about, you know, when you get around other people, you start thinking about all the stuff I want to do, all the stuff I should have, trying to get myself all worked up, inspired about it, motivated. So motivational speakers exist, someone who's going to tell you to go out there and go after that piece of the pie that seems out of reach.
Man, this is very pressing, bro. Just letting you know, this is pressing stuff you're saying. And for me, not being in your problem, some people may say, why would you speak on his behalf if he's dealing with a problem that
you interrupted me basically before I could tell you the enlightening part. It's like I'm saying, you can overcome all that. Anybody can. Anybody who basically has enough nerve to see what is, enough motivation, that desire to change.
Some of the things you say is so emotionally boring to people. People lose the interest. That's what I'm trying to tell you, sir. Some of the things you say, for some that truly going through it, they don't think this really connected to them. This is really disconnected moments. You know, once you understand how that connects to people, then yeah, that works. But when you don't understand how what people need as an individual, that's what I'm suspending you. There's a lot of people that they don't really need a lot. It's that people ain't taking the time to figure out what that is and give them what they need. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You just overriding me, and just acting like what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that what you're saying doesn't work, but I'm saying, are you looking at what you're wasting so much energy on that you're not going to be able to maintain this kind of level of focus the way you're going about it because you're not motivated to talk like this? What I'm saying to you is, won't you take the energy that you truly care about, the effort that you're doing, and waste that in the experience that's cleaning people's internal being? But you're just taking the pulse of, oh, yeah, I'm just going to be pessimistic and give people all this. Every person is not able to maintain this commitment. You know, like somebody said, oh, I give up, you know. Then somebody going to say, oh, I'm going to try back again. Like, some people do that, but every person don't necessarily see the way out. And what I'm saying to you is, why are you wasting all the energy? Can you just connect to what people are familiar with and make that positive and then build in other ways? They're just taking this one way and trying to seem like everybody getting where you're talking. Come on now. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying personally is, okay, take a moment. You take a deep breath. You realize, like, all the shortcomings you've gotten, and then think about how to knock them all down. Every single one.
See, the
it can be
is,
done.
Yeah, bro, but I'm telling you, bro, this is a long route, bro. This is a long way. The way you're telling people it's a longer route that they may not necessarily have to take. That's what I'm saying to you, bro. I'm not saying this may not work for you, but you're talking for other people. And what are you saying? Oh, only person being inspired is myself? Or are you talking about other people being inspired too? Because other people being inspired too, you're saying things that's not a, it's not working for a lot of people.
Look, you'll be the first one to agree with me that, let me tell you a little bit of a story. It's kind of a love story. I've been handicapped myself. I mean, you know that, and you're often frustrated with how handicapped I am. Nothing yelling at me because of it, because it just seems such an ordeal, a burden. But the thing is, a testimony, every single day, I let myself out of bed and say, okay, I'm going to try and take it all on again. I'm going to start knocking all this down.
What I'm saying to you is, if you're the only person giving you results and you don't have alternative things that's in, you know, it's putting things in place where you can have better results than you're having. Because the way you're going about it, I can tell it's a lot harder for you. I'm not saying that the route that's not going to give you results. I'm saying that if you don't have desire to push, that's going to destroy you through the effort of doing something that is not outcome that you want to have. And I'm saying to you is, if the route you're taking is not getting the results you want, and it's not pushing you away if you're having the results you want, where is motivation going to come? That's what I'm saying. You reason you're having this problem because the route you're taking, the approach you're taking is not giving you the best results. That's what I'm explaining to you, sir. You're taking a route that's not giving you the outcome you want. It's not even encouraging you. And if you're the only person that's inspiring yourself, don't you want to give yourself an advantage to win, to not be destroyed by the outcome of the actual pass?
That's what I'm doing. That's what this show is supposed to be about. That is what I'm inspiring all people here to do, all people who might be hearing us in some way, some shape, some form. I want them to know that they can overcome. And also, you know, in some ways I have. I'll have you know that I won the President's Education Award because I really tried hard with the classes I was in. I got in trouble because I was picked on quite a bit. Too much of a clown, I guess. I got picked on too much. But the thing is that I did win the President's Education Award because the classes I was in, I pushed myself. You know, everyone always tells me, you're doing your best. I mean, maybe the world never gives you more than you can handle. Well, now that's a joke. Now, come on, the world often does that, doesn't it? But the truth is, I don't think I'm working as hard as I should. I really don't.
Yeah, but sometimes working is not necessarily working harder. It's working smarter. So you can utilize things in your spare time that can help others. But if you're just looking at it just from your point of view, only what you're going through and the way that you're going about it, you're not being flexible to the understanding of others. You're just being, in a sense, how can I tell you this? You're being, I'm thinking that it comes across more of being like narrow-minded, if I may say. It sounds more narrow-minded, sir. And I'm trying to get you to not be narrow-minded because when you listen to the things that I see working for you better, you have better results, sir. But the thing you're doing and you're being stubborn, you're using these like a defense mechanism, and it's not coming out the way that I know it seemed to work better for you, sir. That's what I'm saying to you. And if you try that approach and if it didn't work, I wouldn't keep having you do it. But you're not even trying it, and that's why it's not working. And I for some reason, I have a gut that this is not the best approach, sir. And once you start connecting to what I'm saying, you're going to see, oh, that's what he's talking about. Oh, man. That's all he was saying. He wasn't saying lose what I have.
I'm not pushing myself as hard as I should. I mean, we often are. I try to strain myself, but I mean, I really do. I'm just speaking to everyone out there in radio land. I'm someone who can be better. So can you. That's
well,
the thing.
What you're doing to me right now is you're taking an approach to try to cross-contaminate Pete in your life. And you're trying to lead me to cross-contamination. And for the most part, I'm not trying to contaminate your vision on what you feel that's healthy for you to truly become the person that you desire to be. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're using all the things that people did to you wrong and you're pitting me in the way of your rehearsal of your crossfire to rehabilitate yourself, what you've done was you haven't changed the viewpoint of others and what they have done to you. What you've done was take everything that I'm giving to you and you're destroying that. So what you're doing is you're making it harder for me to help you. At the same time, they're not really making the result that you need. If I'm helping you, you're making the results that I'm giving you more harder for it to work because you're using all the energy that's been destroying you and you're trying to use that on the person that's giving you solutions. So you see what I'm saying? That makes sense?
Indeed it does, in every possible way.
Well,
I want everybody out there to know, handicapped, there is hope. You just need more of an alpha attitude, a dominant sort of strength.
Yeah,
the whole point in life. Remember, everything can be possessed, obtained. Just keep that in mind. It'll do wonders for you. It really will.
But what I'm saying to you, sir, is a world of fantasy where people see how you're going about it, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you. If this approach that you're doing is executed a little bit more clearly and transitional for you to be able to look back at things that you see working for you properly, that's going to be more helpful for you to be successful on your path. Because when you don't see how the success is done for you to see as you're doing things, then you don't know when you're doing things that's effective for you to win. And you'll lose that actual momentum in being discouraged by the things that people are putting into your life that are not healthy. You'll be looking at those results more than the results that people truly been helping you succeed, like myself. Now, we're at 7:47 p.m. This show is called We Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. And this is a part of the show that I need to get to about the women. I've been telling you about that. I've been telling you it's so important that you see the woman that you truly are looking to be a part of her life and look at it as it's a part of life that you have invested in. Not as where people are telling you things that they're not never going to do for their life. They're trying to give it to you as it's not a constant belief that you have already experienced. You must understand these things. You truly want these things to fall into a part of your life where the results are reflecting more in the way that it's connecting to your vision. And you're seeing a woman follow the vision on the opposite side. So y'all collectively are winning and being inspired, uplifted. This is a place where you know that your desires are not shortening your ability because you have went through things. And believe it or not, everyone goes through different levels of experiencing and overcoming. Do you know that?
Of course, that is life.
If that is truly life, why are you trying to make this life be so shortening to the gifts that you've truly given others?
I'm not at all. I'm telling everybody out there, the handicapped personally, that there is basically a whole program that they could take that will allow them to achieve all that desire they really have.
You're truly shortening the gift. Because the gift is not to limit your resources of what you have accomplished of dealing with life. If you're clearing out all the people that's not handicapped of the beliefs of what they're thinking, what does that mean for a person handicapped? You will see where the problem is coming from. will you allow everybody handicapped to have their hand that's cross-contaminated in your view of clear pathway, you have so much more handicapped, cross-contaminated, and pulling you down and making handicapped belief more acceptable for those that trying to motivate handicapped destruction than clear handicap for better opportunities in life. Now, let's dive into relationship. You know you truly want an attractive woman.
Yeah.
Truly. And you're still at this point in time making this become some kind of psychological castration of that. It's a natural thing.
You got to support castration?
Do you not think a person, if they can get healthy and good fruit, if they know about how good it was for them, you don't think they would want to have that? If they want to have it, why are you spending so much time trying to make this woman seem like she's not a part of what you need for your life? As much as you need to have this part of your life, you don't think that she needs to have you in her part of her life? You don't think that? You don't think, like, what does the soil need as it grow? What does the fertilizer do to the soil?
Well, you got to nourish the vine. You got to feed. You got to grow something. I mean, not agriculture, but it's the metaphor for life.
Got it. So you don't think what you have experienced is enough to feed her desires?
I have experience. I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely want to have the opportunity of doing something like that. I wish someone would call in. Please. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes. This is Comedian Organic. Okay. I just say, first off, ladies out there, stop giving this disaster moment so much thought to be free to destroy other moments. If we're taking all this time to truly wonder what women thinking, wonder what's right for the experience of women, why so much time is lost in what part of the conversation is not right for the journeys that have not been fulfilling for either party that's been truly trying to connect? Why are you wasting your time? All these beautiful, amazing women out there. Why are you wasting your time with people who are just drying your value system to being less important? It's not in the desire to be left behind with trash that's going to cloud the beauty. When you take a piece of candy out of a candy wrapper, what is left is the wrapper. The wrapper is always going to tell you the same ingredients. And once you get old, it's going to fade. The words are going to fade. The words, going to labels and stuff are going to be faded. And that's what you're dealing with. You're looking at the overall experience, not as one person. It's so many amazing people that you run across that physically and having some elements going on with their life, and they're still able to do amazing things for your life. And that's so, yeah, look at that. Because some the person dealing with things in their life, that doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to change your life. And you say, just say, well, how, that person got that much problems. Why do they think I want their problems? But if you look at the problems you bring to the table, if we just look at it on life, you already inherit more problems that would give you a less opportunity to even survive based on what you have brought to the tables. But life always recycling and giving more magical experiences. Now, let's look into Talk Dude. Talk Dude, have you ever truly filled up your happiness and not used these terrible experiences like broken desserts and broken items you buy, and you have to kind of take what you got? Have you ever thought about, maybe because you're to the disabled, maybe you have more whole moments based on how you actually go about it? Try a different approach. see if you get better opportunity within that approach instead of taking this approach that seems so evil to you, truly not having what you truly want in your desires.
I'm suffering so much this season. But the truth is, I guess I do relive a lot of the bad experiences that I've had. They're in my head so much at once. I'm afraid to try a new experience. I'm afraid of more of the same. I've got to get out of what I'm in, but I don't know how. I guess that's important why the show, that's why we're doing this show. That's why it is important. That's why it is good for me. That's why. Because honestly, this is a path, this is a trap we all fall into. So many bad experiences, we're afraid of a new one. I'm afraid of trying again. I just want to say that all, getting what you want, it is possible. It is plausible. And it can happen. It's all a question of how and when. It can be done.
If that's the case, don't spend no more time wasting your true experience that is like a movie. It don't need to be interrupted. It's always telling the story. Now, you just need to enjoy it by getting all the condiments that you truly want as you live through this experience, sir. And see others enjoy it as you will if you just open your mind to a better experience that you're not allowing yourself to have. Now, come on now, focus. To get into your happiness and carry that across and see how people naturally will experience a experience that they truly see themselves having. Not modifying your happiness as trying to be this person that has to be doubtful within carrying happiness. Like that's something to doubt when you're truly deserving of that moment. Come on now. Look inside of your happiness and see that sometimes you don't find people leaving you with their happiness. You find people finding happiness when you leave yourself with your truth that truly comes through your happiness.
I guess that is true. That is something. It's what I want. It's what I need. It's one of the reasons I'm on this show, because the truth is I'm not just a host. I'm also a client. 2 minutes left. Let me just basically be the one to say, I'm improving. Even he says so. So you all can too. You all can. Every disadvantaged person. Everyone.
You must not say that as someone that happiness have given a minimum amount of resources to. You must say that as happiness don't stop giving you opportunity. That's an advantage. That those that want to have it would love to hear more. That's why they enjoy your moments that you're sharing with them. Thank everybody. This is Comedian Organic OK.
And Talk Dude. And you've been listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. So check us out. You can hear all our shows on the web. Get involved. Change your life now.
Sound like something. Take care. This Comedian Organic OK. Thank everyone.
Should we say something else in the 1 minute we have left?
Use every minute you got. It makes a difference.
All right. Find a reason to be happy tonight. Any reason. Anything you can think of. Find some joy right there. Make a habit of this. This is the first step. This is the first step. This is the beginning. It's all just getting started.
Don't sound like somebody of get your opportunity to kind of lose your happiness and give them the peace that they want for you not being happy. Don't do that. If you're truly happy, don't take so much words to breathe in chemical gases of people cross-contaminated life behaviors that frustrated your happiness. Be happy. Don't skip that. Just get to the point of being happy.
Oh, there you go. You've been listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Thank you, and good night.